Jess, remind us why the state offered the Elliott Forest for sale in the first place.
Well, the forest is part of the Common School Fund, which distributes money annually to public schools all over Oregon. Because it's part of this fund, the state says the Elliott State Forest is legally required to earn money. And when timber sales slowed because of endangered species concerns a few years back, the forest stopped making money, and so the state land board decided to sell it off.
So what was wrong with the first offer the state received for the Elliott?
Well, ostensibly nothing. This offer, it's $220 million from Lone Rock Timber of Roseburg and the Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Indians. It met all the basic criteria put forth by the state. These are things like ensuring some public access, generating jobs, and protecting some of the old growth from logging. But the bottom line is that the Lone Rock Timber offer would privatize the land. Public access would be limited, and there would be much less transparency about how the forest is managed.
And this didn't sit well with the land board.
The three-member board, it's the governor, state treasurer, and secretary of state, remember, they seem to start getting cold feet. There have been protests and lawsuits filed over the decision to sell the forest. And I think there's something to be said about the larger context here. With last year's armed occupation of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge and the new Trump administration, there's been a lot of talk circulating about privatizing public lands. So there could be larger questions now of how state leaders want to position themselves in this larger cultural zeitgeist.
So what are you hearing about what's been going on behind the scenes?
Well, in addition to the governor's announcement, there have been at least a couple groups scrambling to put together a viable alternative for the Elliott. The Wild Salmon Center is floating a concept that would use state money borrowed on the bond market to straight up buy the old growth and streamside parts of the forest out of the Common School Fund. The center's Bob Van Dyke calls this decoupling. Take a listen.
We think incrementally and over time, we need to reduce that tension between older forests and school funding. And the way to do that is not by selling it off to a private timber company.
Another group, which includes the Audubon Society of Portland, told me they wanted to use those same state bonds to create an endowment of sorts, and then they would pay the Common School Fund not to log the ecologically sensitive parts of the forest.
So what I'm hearing is an effort to make sure that the state is made whole.
Yes, definitely. The Common School Fund has to be made whole in this.
Okay. Now, the State Land Board is meeting this morning in Salem. What should we expect to hear out of that?
I'd say definitely more about Governor Kate Brown's plan to keep the forest in public ownership. It looks like the idea is to take the same decoupling tactic I mentioned before and buy the good wildlife habitat off the Common School Fund. But for the rest of the forest, a portion of which is already tree plantation, Oregon would work with federal agencies to create a long-term plan that would produce steady logging income for schools. So as I'm hearing this, I'm also hearing that these other groups with these other ideas are planning to hold back with their own alternatives to just see how the governor's plan plays out.
Gotcha. Okay, well, thanks for the update, Jess. We'll see how this all plays out.
All right, thanks.